Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, July 9th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. It's another top-heavy, morning-heavy sports day in the world. Let's start in England with Wimbledon tennis. It's the women's singles semifinals. Four players left, two games this morning, starting at 8 a.m. on ESPN. The first game, a little bit less interesting of the two games, is Garbiñe Muguruza of Spain against Agnieszka Radwańska, the Polish player. Look, honestly, no one really cares about that game. Sleep in, wait till around 9:30 or 10, and that's when Serena Williams will be playing Maria Sharapova to see who moves on to the finals, and you've got to think whoever wins that game is probably going to win the whole tournament. You may remember Maria Sharapova beating Serena Williams triumphantly about 10 years ago. That was the last time she did it, in 2004. Since then, Serena has beaten Maria Sharapova, I believe it's 16 times in a row. So, it may seem like it's obvious what's going to happen, but you never know. The Tour de France moves on to its sixth stage. It's not a particularly distinctive stage. So far, the tournament has been characterized by lots of crashes. 2 days ago, they were racing on cobblestones. Yesterday, there was a lot of rain and wind. Today, there's expected to be some more wind, but it's a pretty flat stage with a little bit of a long climb at the end leading up to a sprint. So it should be interesting to watch, but still, we're waiting for the mountains until we really start paying attention to the Tour de France. Oddly enough, at 11:30 a.m., the WNBA has a game. It's the New York Liberty and Washington Mystics. This one is distinctive because it's Epiphany Prince, who's a pretty well-known basketball player. It's her first time playing for the New York Liberty. She was traded in a pretty big trade for Cappy Pondexter during the offseason, and she's missed the first 10 games of this season. She's off playing in Russia. They pay female basketball players much, much more in Russia, so that's people's first priorities, and then they come back and play in the WNBA when they can. You may remember Epiphany Prince. She was when she was in high school, she scored 113 points to set the record all-time points scored in a basketball game, I believe men or women in high school. And she played at Rutgers for 3 years, so we like her here. Later in the day, there are some pretty good baseball games. I'm interested in the Oakland Athletics and New York Yankees playing at 1 p.m. on regional cable. Kind of just because it's the A's and the Yankees, and they represent totally different approaches to baseball. The Yankees have all the money in the world and they spend it, and the A's, you know, they were the originators of Moneyball, the idea that you can win even without having that much money to spend on players. At 10:10 p.m. on regional cable, it's the Los Angeles Angels playing against the Seattle Mariners, and Felix Hernandez will be pitching for the Seattle Mariners. He's 10-5, and he's a former Cy Young, which is sort of the best baseball pitcher award winner, so he's really fun to watch. And pitching for the Angels is a guy named Garrett Richards, who's a little bit less known than Felix Hernandez, but he's 9-5 on the year and has a lot of strikeouts. He seems to be a really good pitcher as well, so I think that should be a good game to watch. And if you're looking for your fix of international soccer, the United States is not playing, neither men's nor women's. It seems like it's been a while since that was true. But the Gold Cup, the men's competition for the best team in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, is still going on. And there's a game at 9:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. It's Mexico against Cuba, playing in Chicago. I'm interested in that game, and you might be too. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, July 9th, 2015. Find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother, Jesse Fisher, for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.